PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Alpha Team, man down, man down.
I told you. Benny, bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
The mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drum. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
Television is reality. And reality is less than television.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
I can only do one button at a time, so the air horn gets cut off by the audience. What's up? Welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. You're on 242 of Cinema Crespediso. See, he just cuts it off.
It's kind of weird.
It is. Weird. You need to find a better program.
Maybe spend $2.
Guys, time for your threat level update. Current threat level is Sienna. Your submission is expected.
Damn straight it is.
With me suggesting guys spend some sort of money is Drewster Cogburn. Drew,
spend a couple dollars, bro.
How you doing, Drew? I got your Crespediso sports report. You ready?
Yes.
Two guys fought last night.
One of them won.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
I don't know which one.
All right.
One of them did.
That's your sports report, Cinema Crespediso style. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a returning guest. We're so happy to have him here. It's been a while, and as a matter of fact, he is the only guest. We've been doing this almost 250 times. He's the only guest at I Like When He Does His Own Intro. So I'm going to go ahead and turn over the mic and let him do his thing.
You know what it is. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. Liddy Hernandez, a.k.a. I'm going on a diet, but first, cheesecake.
A.K.A. Anthony Davis is here, man. How's it going, dude?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Damn, it's been a while. We're doing good, man. We miss you.
Oh, I miss y'all, too. This is a nice studio.
Thank you. Is this your first time in this studio? I think you may. Have you been here once before?
That's the thing. That's how long it's been, Anthony.
That's how long it's been. But you've been around. You've seen all the studios.
Yeah.
You've been around to all of them. And we're glad you're here now. Everyone should be checking out Forget That Yo Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It had a bit of a hiatus earlier this year, but it's back.
We're back.
I'm seeing the updates. I'm seeing the accusations of theft.
Accusations of theft?
Yes.
It's getting ridiculous.
All right.
He's like, stop stealing my segments. And man, I was just about to debut with this or that too. And I was like, you can get with this or you can get with it. And you know what? Come on. That's not a very... That's a pretty obvious segment. Do you want this or that? That's a would you rather. You guys do a would you rather.
Would you rather.
Right? Which one's a would you rather segment? Would you rather... would you rather be able to fly, but you shit peanuts, or...
Shitting peanuts doesn't sound like
would
a
you
bad thing.
Like to be able to teleport anywhere you want, but when you arrive at your destination, you're get a random gender reassignment.
Ooh.
So you don't know if when you arrive you'll be a man or woman.
I think I'd rather shit peanuts.
Flying shit peanuts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if I could teleport and then I'll just teleport again until I want to be a man. Maybe I want to be a woman that day.
But what? But
You said random. You don't know what it's going to be.
That's the thing. So then you got to teleport again. You get another random. It's like a generator. You're random. No?
Oh, I can't do it. Can't do it.
So you're both fine with the peanuts?
Yeah.
I think I was doing the transporting.
You got unlimited food, though, if you go with the peanuts.
You're going to eat your shit peanuts? Oh, yeah. Man.
Clean them off?
This has gone in a direction I did not expect.
I mean, they're just peanuts, bro.
They came out of your... All right, so...
Oh,
from high altitudes as well. They're your shit peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, we found two more stolen segments, too, this past week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who's stealing what segments?
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
I can't do it. Dude, I got a BPC.
Dude, no one's listening.
Do you? Because
I changed my life.
We're not.
Yeah, we're not PC. We're not PC. Also, no one listens to the show. So, what's going on, man? what segments are being stolen?
Break down the verse.
Which one's that one?
Where we play like one of these mumble rapper hip hop.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we translate it in our own way what they're saying.
What's the little pump saying? He said he walked in.
I have no idea.
He walked in with the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in with a saw.
And then
So what, he's got like a jar of sauce and a packet of salt with him? And he's just like, yo, what's up?
He walked into the trap like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in with the sauce.
That's a weird way to walk into a room. That's all I'm saying.
And then he goes,
I mean.
And then we break it down why he does these things.
Okay. And like, someone else is just straight up jacked it.
Yeah, jacked that.
That's fucked up, man.
Of course, this or that. A lot of people's jacking that.
Sure.
And they're not just jacking the game,
but like the music.
Some of the stuff we say. Like,
oh, really?
The this or that.
Not even come up with their own this or that. At least come up with your own this's and that's.
It's getting crazy out here.
That's messed up, man.
And, yeah.
Well, that's how you know you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. When other people want to copy you, right? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Mm-hmm. We even say it all the time, amateurs create professional steal.
Damn straight.
And we only steal from the best.
Damn straight.
So we're stealing all the time.
I steal everything.
We're stealing shit all the time.
I'm so unoriginal.
Man, it's hard. It's hard to be unoriginal, you know? I have all these original thoughts. I'm like, no, people don't want original thoughts. They want recycled stuff, Mr. Brainwash style. All right, before I was going to save this for a second half, I'm going to do this right away, get out of the way, and then we're going to start the show. The Orlando Weekly Reader Poll Best Of results.
They're out.
They're out. They came out this week, and for a few weeks, I went on a couple of rants about how much it's bullshit. Anthony, mm-hmm. The Orlando Weekly Awards is bullshit. It only benefits the Orlando Weekly, them and them alone. And it makes me sad to see people get so thirsty to try to get nominated and win these awards that mean nothing. They're meaningless, mm-hmm. but they're so thirsty with sponsored ads on the social media and begging people to do this and that. And then when the results come out, being sad about it. Or last year, there were some people who...
went off.
The guy who owned the Copper Rocket, mm-hmm. not anymore. The guy who used to own it last year, when they lost to Will's Pub, he went on this big social media rant about how it was rigged and it was probably Will's Pub probably paid money, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was like, dude, you're an asshole. It's just a stupid poll. Like,
we know how it works.
And you're also, but you're also wrong. Like, Copper Rock is not the best story.
No.
And, like, that happened. Also, there's a whole thing with the podcasting, right? So last year, Scotch and Good Conversation got second place out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And another podcast show, Owen from Oh No Radio Show. We had Tom from that show mm-hmm. on. He went on this big rant on his show, like, who's this guy, Peter? Scotch and Good Conversation, blah, blah, blah. And then other people were calling in, Steve Etchy, Tidbits, yeah. What's the Fuss, our homie? He called in and was like, Owen, man, relax. Swervy Jones from another show, I think he called in.
Was like, bro.
It became this big deal, and I was like, guys, it's nothing, it's meaningless. So this year the results came out, and I thought about, should I do another rant about how stupid it is and how thirsty everyone's been?
Yes!
You know what, I'm not gonna, because...
You already have.
I already have, and at this point it's just shitting on people's parades.
Yeah.
So shout-outs to Peter from Scotch and Good Conversation. PFT Media's now owns Scotch and Good Conversation for getting second place second year in a row.
Awesome.
We had nothing to do with that either.
Nope.
I mean, first of all, I'm actively shitting on the Orlando Weekly, and yes. I also talked to Peter about this privately, and he knows how I feel about it. But he built that show. At this point, it's all on his own 100%, and he should be very proud of what he's done over there. So they got second place. Good for them. And BYOCB got third. Third best Orlando podcast, even though half that show, the host of that show, lives in Lakeland. No big deal.
It's okay.
And then when I pointed that out to him, Chris Fisher, I am Team Fisher, but when I point out to Chris Fisher, who's been on the show on Facebook, oh man, he got defensive. He got really defensive, like multiple replies. And I'm like, dude, it's a Facebook joke. Relax.
It's a Facebook joke, and geographically, I'm right, so fuck off.
And geographically, I'm right. It's like, technically, we record most of our shows online. I'm like, dude, just relax. It was a joke. Also, it was on my post about how no one's the best of anything. Yeah. No one has the best of anything.
No, we don't.
That being said, someone does have the best of something. Shout outs to Big Tim's Fancy as Fuck Lollipops.
Oh, hell yeah.
Have you had any of those lollipops?
No. Oh, they're delicious.
You're the foodinati.
Yeah, yes. you need to get in on that fucking Big Tim Cell Suckers, bro.
Get in on BigTimCellSuckers.com. Yep. They're lollipops for adults, meaning not that they're boozy or anything.
No, they're more sophisticated flavors.
Yes. So the Orlando Weekly gave a shout out to them for best local sucker, and it was specifically for the
white male tears.
White male tears.
that's the flavor.
That's the
white
flavor.
Male tears.
I gotta get that.
Yeah, yeah. Which is actually it's
salted almond,
almond, and I think something else. But it's supposed to be quite tasty, and it's their number one selling lollipop, obviously because of the name.
Yeah.
And they gave a shout out to them. So good job, Big Tim Cell Suckers, Big Tim's Fancy as Fuck Lollipops. Jackie is behind that whole thing. It's good stuff, man. It's really cool. What do we have? We had the whipped cream ones.
Yes.
And cookie cake ones that had
little chocolate sprinkles in them.
What? Yeah. How big are they?
Pretty big. Like it takes me 30, 40 minutes to get one of those things down. Without like
a little bit crunchy, you know, more than the size of a quarter.
Yeah, they're good size.
All right,
they're worth the price.
Good. Yeah,
I highly recommend people check them out. I recommend you check them out. Do a couple reviews of them because you do your awesome video review series, man, where you're trying crazy Oreo flavors.
Yeah.
All right, what's up with? I know we're supposed to be doing the show. I just saw this today. Multiple stores. What's up with all the peanut butter and everything now?
It's in everything.
This is the new thing now, right? Yeah. Is peanut butter a new thing? I love peanut butter, but it's getting crazy.
Dude, you think peanut butter is crazy now? Wait, scientists have just thought they cured the peanut allergy.
Really?
Yes.
I hope so. That'd be good for people. They're missing out.
Uh-huh.
They're so missing out.
It's like the number one allergy in the United States, too.
That makes sense. Yeah, you see it everywhere. Yeah. So. That's a bummer because it's so delicious. I saw peanut butter Ho-Hos.
I had those. I reviewed those.
And? Me too.
It's trash. This is why I say it's trash.
There's still Ho-Hos. It's garbage food.
They don't use peanut butter. They use like some factory manufactured
peanut butter. Some like peanut butter whip type thing.
Yeah.
It's not actually.
So it tastes trash. But if they actually put peanut butter in it, oh my goodness.
Man, what's the other one that I saw? The other one's probably trash too. It was that and it was just loaded with peanut butter. It's like, that's almost too much peanut butter. Which I love. I love too much. But just give me.
Why don't you just eat peanut butter?
I do. I eat spoonfuls out of the jar all the time. I do it all the time. You gotta mix it up somehow, man.
Yeah.
I'll throw a spoonful of jelly in there and then I'll mix it up and then I'll eat it. You ever take a cup of vanilla ice cream and then a spoonful of peanut butter and then just like mix it all up until it's just one creamy consistency?
No.
Man, you are missing out. I thought you were the foodinati. You are missing out.
When I was a kid, I used to put chocolate Ovaltine on top of my ice cream.
Ooh.
What?
It's really good.
That sounds great.
It's nutritious.
I don't even like Ovaltine. That sounds great.
And it's nutritious, too.
All right.
Forget that, yeah.
What?
Don't knock it till you try it, dude.
Man, forget.
Second best thing you'll ever put in your mouth.
Forget getting together for audio stuff. We need to get together for some like food kitchen testing and really just pick
I'll out. Blow your fucking mind.
Drew, oh, thank God you finished that sentence. Okay. All right, let's get the show started. This is already ridiculous. Time for the streaming pick of the week. Anthony, get it together. Time for the streaming pick of the week. So here's that theme song. Drew's going to get the randomizer 9,000 going.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
We shouldn't grab one.
Pick of the Week.
Pick of the Week.
Oh, I got two.
Cinema Crespediso streaming.
No, hold on to it. You got it. Hold on to it. All right, here we go. Streaming Pick of the Week time. We let you know every week what is out there for you to watch. There are way too many options. We're just trying to help you spend less time going through libraries and more time enjoying your lives, checking out something cool. The Crest Medusa Randomizer 9000 actually recently updated, mostly by Drewster Cogburn himself, and I appreciate that very much. All good picks. Let's see, what is this week's pick? Anthony, take it away.
Today's pick of the week is, I really can't read this. Leon and the Professional?
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? No way, it is not. You know why I am dumbfounded that is the pick of the week?
Why?
Because before we do this, before every show, when I'm doing my audio stuff, I pick a movie clip to play at the beginning of the show. And I pulled a clip from The Professional today. Like, not even an hour ago.
There we go.
And then you reach into that box. And you even have more in your hand.
It happens almost every week.
I got to put it back. And you The Professional. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's why, because it's the Matrix, man. This is all written. It's ones and zeros. It's all a bunch of fakeness. That's why. That's mm-hmm. why. It's just too... All right, here we go. What does it say? What service it's on?
Hulu.
Hulu. We have Hulu there. We got Drusa Cogburn, and it's just Hulu. Yep. Is that the only one? All right.
I mean, you can rent it on Amazon and Fandango now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Obviously, you can rent these movies, or if you're like my dad, you have the Kodi box where you're just like getting everything for free. And it's like, Dad, that's illegal. Ah, never mind. He's an old man. That's fine. He's retired now. Just let him have his... What else is he going to do? He's sitting around. Leon the Professional. So actually, okay. First off, there's two versions of this movie. There's The Professional, right? With Jean Reno and Natalie Portman. Her first movie, really. She's 11 years old in this. Gary Oldman, he's the coked up crooked cop.
Yep.
And there's a director's cut called Leon the Professional. Because it's a French director, Luc Besson. Jean Reno's French. And that one's a little longer. Obviously, when it comes to director's cuts, usually a little more indulgent, more character work. But it's good. It's a great version. People can check out either one. Great action. Very well-told story. Also, skirts that line of creepiness, weird creepiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jean Reno's, what, in his 40s in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Natalie Portman's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wearing, like, wife beaters and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she like
short skirts,
and she comes onto him. Actually,
and she's smoking,
and in the well, that's really she's smoking because she's
a French girl that's 11 years old.
No, not a French girl. It's because that's a character trait to show that she has like very bad parentage, and she's on her own a lot. So that's why she's like left down the hallway of the apartment building just smoking cigarettes. She also like comes onto him, and I think in the director's cut that is more explicit. That she comes on to him and he's like, this is not right, little girl. What are you? How do you say a little girl?
And I am, how you say, a very old
man. I am an old Frenchman. She's like, just play with this baguette for a while. It's Luc Besson who did. He just did Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. The Fifth Element is probably his most popular movie. Although Lucy was super popular as well when it came out a couple years ago. Made over $100 million. So there you go. Leon the Professional. Have you ever seen this one?
Never seen it.
It's from 94, 93, something like that.
It doesn't...
say there specifically outright.
94.
94. So it's been a while. So this movie came out. But it is... it's still good stuff. It's like really well made. It's probably... Fifth Element is Luc Besson's most popular movie.
This is probably his best.
I think it's his best. It's his most well-made movie. For sure. Yeah.
Might check that out.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it. That's your pick of the week. Thank you, sir. Let us talk about that monies. Because we're talking about the box office of the weekend. Oh, shit.
Money, 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 money.
Chris.
Just got that money. We're talking that top five. Just got money. Wearing a shirt with Bartolo. Money. Will the song ever stop? No. I don't know. It just keeps going. Just a carbon.
All right, there we go. Very cool. Where are we starting our top five, Drew?
Top five starting at number 24.
That don't make no mathematical sense.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day 3D made $582,000.
$580,000? Okay, so we went and saw Terminator 2, Judgment Day 3D.
It was only on 386 screens.
Limited release then, 386 screens around the country for Terminator 2. I tell you, man, going into this movie, Anthony, I was like, I've been burned by these Terminator sequels before. Come out, and I'm like, ah, Terminator Salvation's so bad. Terminator Genesis so bad. Can this one be any good? It's good.
Surprisingly enough, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, is a good movie.
Surprisingly enough, it's good. I did, okay, so they re-released it in 3D. They did a post-conversion. And I did go into it. It's over 2 hours. I'm like, I have seen this movie a lot. I saw it when it was in theaters the first time.
And I know there's...
And then I've seen it on home video and DVD so many times after that. It's Chris, like, I know the movie very thoroughly. So going into it, I was actually wondering, will it actually hold my attention the whole time? Will I still find it entertaining and exciting?
Yes, and there were no silly 3D gimmicks in it. I was just... In all reality, I was just there to see Terminator 2 in the big screen again.
But halfway through the movie, I was like, well, I guess I'm just watching Terminator because the 3D is not really 3D.
Nope. No, it isn't.
A couple... shots here and there in the beginning, that's pretty good.
Maybe.
You get some good depth shots, and so there's the helicopter chase at the
end.
Looks good in 3D, but for the most part, you're just watching a movie with glasses on.
I would have slammed my popcorn and walked out.
That aspect is popcorn slamming worthy, 100%.
But it's still Terminator 2 on the big screen.
It's still Terminator 2. Halfway through the movie, I realized, you know what? Okay, so it was a scene where they go to, spoiler alert, it's a scene where they go to Cyberdyne, mm-hmm. and they're finally like, we're going to get the chip. They got Miles. They convinced Miles that all his work is going to bring down the world. And then the police show up, all that entire action sequence.
Like, yes!
Halfway through that scene, I was like, oh man, this is like still exciting. Like, yeah. I'm still uh-huh. really
like, this is awesome.
Yes, like, this is awesome. I'm into it. I know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm loving
Dude,
this.
Dude, the second Arnold picks up that minigun, I was fucking grinning from yeah. ear to ear. Like, I'm just like, oh, here it comes.
Here comes that awesome minigun scene. There's also, and I mentioned the helicopter chase where it's going under overpasses and over, like, the helicopter, it's crazy. So they have, obviously, one helicopter is chasing
the other one.
The other one. So the helicopter with the camera is trailing the other helicopter. But they're over a highway.
So they're both doing these crazy stunts.
So they're both doing these stunts. One of them, it's going towards an overpass, and then, like, last second, it goes, oh, over the overpass. Mm. And then the other, in one take, the other helicopter, it's capturing the whole thing, and you see it, and then it dips back down, going... And on the big screen, these stunts, these camera moves, like, really resonate. You really notice, like, damn, they put a lot of work into these stunts, into all this action. The shot of the stunt guy driving that heavy, heavy bike, the Harley, off of the street down into the yeah. aqueduct, and it's like a 20-foot drop, and it's just like one shot, boom, dunk, and it hits, and it bounces, and he lands it, and it's like... There's no way to hide that it's a stuntman. You nope. see the guy. That's clearly not Arnold Schwarzenegger on that
But
bike.
It doesn't matter. It's still fucking impressive.
It's like, whoa, he actually did that. That's crazy. It's a damn good movie, man. When was the last time you saw Terminator 2 from start to finish? Like, you sat down and really watched it.
Probably when it first came out.
See, that's forever ago, man.
Time for a rewatch.
And now, like, you're an adult. You've seen a bunch of movies. You've seen all the whack shit that's come out since then. And then you go back and look at this. Like, how come they can't make movies that look this good?
Because James Cameron can't make every movie, Chris.
Even the CG, like, still kind of holds up. And it was, like, the first movie to use. It was, like, that in Jurassic Park where the first movies with CG. And I'm like, this still works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the CG still kind of works.
Well, and the greatest thing was all the practical effects still work. And so many practical effects look so good.
So many practical effects, and this happens every time I see one of these throwback movies. Happened when I saw Jaws, happened when I saw Halloween. Drew pointed out off mic, people in the theater who had somehow never had seen this movie,
yes, watching it for the first time
and
reacting for the first time, like they don't know what's going on,
like being surprised by, oh, yeah, like shocked by things, and that just inside deep, I'm like, yes, that's how you know the movie still works. When I saw Halloween a couple of Halloweens ago. Not last year, but I think the year before I saw Halloween. Decent amount of people in the theater. And all the times where, like, Michael Myers, like, he sits back up or he comes out of corners, all his jump scares, people in the theater are like, ah, freaking out because they had no idea it was coming. And I'm like, yes, this movie fucking works, man. Jaws, the same way. I was sitting behind. That's how I knew. I was sitting behind this older lady who, halfway through the movie, especially all the stuff that's out in the water, mm-hmm. she was watching the movie through her, doing the thing where watching it through her fingers. Like, she didn't want to be scared. She wants to watch the movie, but she's like, it was too tense for her. And I'm like, lady, this movie's like 40 years old. And she's like, no, it's too tense. No one saw her Saw or anything like that in modern horror.
Yeah.
Because if Jaws was freaking her out, then forget about it. But it works, man. Terminator 2 is still good. See it again and review it. Like, it's a new thing. Because it's cool. I thought it was cool.
It's awesome. Dude, it's Terminator 2. Yeah. Come on.
It worked. It was fun. I enjoyed the hell out of it. So that's what we saw, because it was a whack movie weekend.
Coming to number 5 this week, Logan Lucky made an additional $4.3 million, total of 15.
$50 million total? That's not good.
On a budget of 29, no, it's not.
That's not good. This movie is worth watching. It's Redneck Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony's what this one is. Daniel Craig is a safecracker called Joe Bang. Mm-hmm. And he's doing this whole redneck thing.
Yep.
A lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Very southern.
Very different from what Daniel Craig normally does.
That's the one at the horse race place?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, not horse race. Car race.
Yeah,
car race.
I like the setup where, so these guys, they need money. Mm-hmm. So they decide that they have one of them figures out a way to rob a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they're gonna,
so they're like, we're going to rob it on the slowest race of the year.
Uh-oh, things change.
Things change. We have to move it up a week. Okay, what race is happening a week earlier?
The busiest race of the year.
The biggest race of the year. It's a NASCAR race. Like, damn it. So now we have to work around this. It's a fun movie. It's really cool.
It is.
It's like the Ocean's movies where there's a lot of process.
Yeah. Soderbergh loves process. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there's a scene where he tracks how money gets from the vendors, the concession stalls, to the vault. And it's like, it explains this happens here, this happens at that point. Because you have to know all this stuff later for the plan. Mm-hmm. So then when things either go wrong or they have to make adjustments, you're, oh shit, now this is happening or whatever. It's cool and it's smart and I really enjoy it. And it's a bummer that after 2 weeks, it hasn't even made $20 million.
Correct.
Mm. Reminds me of Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Mm-hmm. Coming to number four this week.
Number four.
Wind River. Weekend gross $4.4 million. Total of $9.8.
You sure it's not Wind River?
I think it's Wind.
Okay.
No.
I've only seen it, that word written down. I've never actually heard it out loud.
No, it's spoken. Wind.
Yeah. Wind?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Because it
doesn't sound right to my ears for some reason.
That's fine. It doesn't have to.
Wind River?
No, Wind River.
Because rivers are winding.
Yes, but it takes place on a Native American reservation.
Called the Wind River. Because it winds. It's the Winding River.
The Wind River. I saw a trailer for it. I heard them say the name of the movie.
So they said the name of the wrong in the movie?
You're wrong, Chris. Number three this week.
As you can tell, Anthony, we had nothing to say about that movie.
No. It's got Jeremy Renner and the Elder Olsen.
The Elder Olsen?
Mm-hmm.
Not the younger one?
No.
Mary-Kate or Ashley?
No, the other one. The
Elizabeth?
Older one. Yes.
She's the younger one.
Oh, she's the younger one.
She's the younger one.
Really?
Yeah, she's like 2 years younger.
She looks older.
Because she's better than them in every way.
Well, there we go.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I love Elizabeth Olsen.
Man, number three this week.
She's a great actress. And she's very attractive.
Number three this week.
And if you don't think so, just look at her compared to Mary-Kate and Ashley. You're like, oh, that's what happens when that goes wrong. When those genetics go wrong with like malnutrition and too many cigarettes. You know, so one of them.
And here we go.
So one of them. I think it's Mary-Kate married the old French guy. You know about this?
Chris. Mm-mm. Chris. There's only one of them.
Okay, well, one of
them. They're moving super fast.
Super fast?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's only one of them.
Whatever half is moving fast enough on one side. Married some old French guy, like a rich French guy. He may even be like aristocracy of some sort, you know, and he's like in his 50s, like 30, 40 years older. And they are very much into PDA. There's lots of pictures of him kissing her, like on the cheek or in the forehead, and her eyes like bugging out, like looking very uncomfortable. It's super funny. It's a good way to pass the time. Their wedding, they had for the guests at the reception. Bowls of cigarettes.
Nah.
I swear at every table because they smoke so much. They love smoking so much. Bowls of cigarettes at every table for all the guests at the wedding reception.
I would have put them in my bag and sold them.
You could have sold it Lucy's. $1 each, man. That's the Mary-Kate Ashley combo moving so fast that you can't tell which is which. Elizabeth is the younger one who's actually been in a bunch of good movies. She's also in The Avengers. And
I like Elizabeth Olsen. So y'all not going to go see Wind River?
Wind River. No.
No.
I heard it might be Liddy. I heard some reviews.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I get around to it eventually then.
Number three this week.
If it's really good, then yeah, check it out on the Amazon Primes or the Netflixes. This one I'm not checking out.
Leap. Made $5 million.
I've read some funny reviews about this one. Okay, one of the reviews I read said, you normally can't do this, but in terms of Leap, you can actually knock this animated movie for having bad acting.
Wow.
That's how.
Wow.
That's how much people hate this movie.
Dang.
Leap is, speaking of the French, it's a French production company. It's a French animated movie. But at least for America, the voices they got are American. One of the Fannings, I think. Elle Fanning may be the voice of the girl.
Yeah.
And the
Kate McKinnon as well.
And Kate McKinnon's in it. And who's the guy?
Yeah, I've only got two names at Box Office Mojo.
So it's a movie. It's a French animated movie about a girl who actually steals someone's identity to get into like a dance academy.
Mm-hmm.
And she befriends a boy who's an inventor, and whimsy ensues. I don't know. And man, it is getting ravaged by. It was so entertaining to read. Like, I really enjoy reading bad reviews, but only for movies that are like epically bad. Like Emoji Movie. For some reason, animated movies are the most fun to read. Mm-hmm. The Emoji Movie had some really entertaining reviews. People hated it, tore it apart. It was more fun than watching a movie, I'm sure. Leap, the same way. You want some good reading this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Watch a Terminator 2. Read some Leap reviews. You'll be entertained as hell.
Number two this week.
Moving on to number two.
Annabelle : Creation. Weekend gross to $7.3 million. Total of $77.8.
77? Mm. Wow, that's...
Fuck. So much money.
For like a $35 million budget, something like that?
15.
What? It says "Oh shit" drop, so I hit it, but it's not really much. Oh shit! I should change the name of that. We're getting more of these movies for sure.
Oh yeah,
more from the Conjuring universe. You watch any of these, Anthony?
I watched the first one. I want the doll.
You want the doll, really? Why?
That's creepy.
Just to put in your bedroom in the corner, facing your bed.
Just so think it can stare at you. Just have that there. Somebody comes in, like,
they get me like, yeah, you bring a date home, like, I'm leaving.
Hey, how's it going? No, I'm out. Peace.
Put it in the bed with us.
It's like, oh, we're about to have some fun. And oh, nope, doll, you creepy doll.
You can staple it to the ceiling right above your bed.
Don't even call me an Uber. So I'm going to walk. I'll get a lift on my way. The guy who directed this movie, David F. Sandberg, I think his name is. He lives out in L.A., and he goes to Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's live podcast, and he went to a couple, and for Doug Benson, his show, for audience members, they bring name tags, they bring, like, posters and stuff that they put their names on, and it's for his whole game thing. He brought the doll! The actual doll from the movie, and he sat in the crowd with the doll staring at them. I couldn't do a show with the actual Annabelle doll. The actual doll looking at me. It's not even a replica. It's the real thing. Have you seen The Conjuring or The Conjuring 2? Yeah. I only saw the first one. I never saw the second one. Did you see the second one?
I've seen the second
one. Remember liking it?
It was the first one was way better.
Yeah.
Second one's alright.
They're making a third one.
Oh wow.
Because they make enough money. And what else? Annabelle movies and the nun character that's in these movies.
You said she's getting spinoffs.
Yeah, they're making a nun movie as well. Man, these things. They're cheap to make and people go see them. But the reviews for Annabelle Creation actually aren't bad. So that's why.
Number one this week.
I may get around to seeing it like at home.
For the second week in a row, Chris, The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Hey, that's the movie I gotta see. I still gotta see that.
Made $10 million. Total of $39.
$39 million? So $40 million for Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson team up.
Yeah,
that's 12 sleeps.
Right. You saw it already?
Yeah,
12 sleeps.
12 sleeps.
All right, we need the full read between the sleeps. What did you think of the movie? The times you were awake.
It's a good movie. Like, I think y'all two enjoy it.
Really?
But I have this thing.
He thought the trailer looked shit.
So awful.
And I thought it looked funny.
It was pretty. It was pretty good. It's a lot of action.
I like action.
I got a problem with action though.
I like good action,
like Transformers.
Yep.
Type action. It's like that long.
Oh, it just keeps going.
Yeah, it keeps going, and I'm like, yo, can we get an ending to this?
Yeah, yeah. It can be pummeling. It can be too much. Yeah. Especially if it's not like amazing.
Yeah. So it's like that.
All right. So it's good, but not great because you still slept 12 times, Anthony. You need a better bed, buddy. You need a good mattress. You need a better sleep side. Are you team no sleep? That's a problem.
No.
Because that's a big problem. If you're team no sleep, but they're sleeping during good movies.
If the movie can keep me awake, then I know it's a good movie. Banger. Guaranteed.
At this point, it's an amazing movie because you're sleeping during even good ones. You just said it's a good movie. We would like it. But
I'm going to sleep through it.
12 times through
it. I don't know. It was just too much for me. It was
not drink coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee.
No caffeine at all. No. Are you off caffeine? Do you drink soda?
That's got caffeine. I drink a couple sodas here and there.
Here and there.
Mostly green juices. It's not me, though. It's the movies.
All right. Okay.
Like Dunkirk, trash. But y'all like it.
Or maybe he's just narcoleptic.
Yeah, are you narcoleptic?
No.
Have you done a sleep study?
These movies are making me narcoleptic.
Okay, I'm just saying. You look tired now.
This episode of Cinema Crespediso is getting 12 sleeps.
Oh, if you fell asleep during the show, that'd be so bad. Like, damn it. We're shutting down. We are terrible at this. Well, Hitman's Bodyguard. You saw a game of 12 sleeps, but said it's still good. So, that confuses me. I want to see it. It's just a timing thing. With the whole the PFT network stuff and recording shows and producing all this other stuff, I'm really limited on my time, unfortunately. So, that's why this weekend, we did have options. We saw Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
That Rob Pattinson movie, Good Time, is playing.
I still want to see.
And it looks super cool. It looks like a 70s, gritty, like, thriller that takes place during the course of one night. He's got to raise enough money to get his dumb brother out of jail, that type of thing. But not just any jail, like fucking Rikers, right? The other movie, Ingrid Goes West, came out here.
Man, I want to see that too. I know. It looks so weird.
So I think we may have time to see it this weekend because the movies coming out this weekend are whack AF.
Garbage.
Is that a Fievel spinoff?
Yeah, it's a new Fievel. It's the Fievel remake. They made
Fievel a girl.
You didn't hear the uproar online when they turned Fievel into a girl and everyone flipped out. Fievel's a dude. You're ruining my childhood. This is not the real Fievel.
You're right, it's not. Online. That's why it's called Ingrid.
Why'd you make it a girl? right? You didn't see that?
So it is really
it's about a chick who actually, look at the trailer, you might like this. It's about a girl, Aubrey Plaza plays a girl who she's mentally damaged, deranged,
she's a fucking psycho.
She's sick. She's a psycho. And she sees online my girl Elizabeth Olsen. She plays like this like a socialite, like an Instagram star type of thing. And she sees her online. She goes to California, goes west,
befriends her.
And but it's like a single white female situation where she wants to be her, and she's like crazy and everything. And like, I think there's something wrong with this girl. She's like, I will kill you.
I gotta see that.
It looks fun. It looks really good. So that and Good Time are playing here this weekend. So I want to. Man, I really want to see those. And I still want to see Hitman's Bodyguard. I still want to see Girls Trip, though.
I want to see that, too.
I know, right?
Girls Trip can tell you it's comedy. It can wait till it comes out on small screen. That's
the thing. Comedies can get the...
small screen treatment. Yeah. Easily.
Whereas...
you're not missing anything.
Whereas something that's like very cinematic looking, even like a Good Time where it's a smaller movie, but looks
still,
like...
still, it looks like you're... Oh, it's going to benefit so much.
Right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of comedies that could have got the Wait for Home treatment, coming out on DVD this week, Baywatch.
Oh, yeah.
Man, y'all went to see Baywatch?
Man, dude, why not?
Opening day.
Come on, Baywatch.
Opening day, I went and saw it.
I mean, The Rock, Zac Efron.
It's The Rock, it's Zac Efron.
And seriously, the opening scene is fucking amazing.
Actually, yeah, so and for
if
the first...
If they had kept up that momentum from the opening scene, it would have been a completely different movie.
So like the first 3 to 5 minutes of the movie, it has a tone of like Airplane. Like I was like, oh... they turned Baywatch into Airplane.
Yeah.
It's a spoof. It's going to be like jokes, 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 jokes.
Action.
I am fine with this. 10 minutes into the movie, I'm like, oh, that's not what this is. No. They're just making a modern comedy where it's like, no.
Yeah, because in the beginning, there's like all this action, fucking The Rock.
Absurd jokes. The, so absurd, over the top.
Most absurd jokes, The Rock's walking out after saving this woman, and something starts rising out of the sea behind him, and it's the fucking giant 80s metal Baywatch logo.
Yeah, the comes up out of the water behind him, dripping water.
And he's just like hulking. He's just saved this wound. It's ridiculous.
The music's like, it's like super over the top. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's over the top. I get it.
And then it wasn't.
And then they didn't keep up that tone. No, and I was like, it's not that funny.
64 sleeps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, again, that's...
there's no way.
Guarana, maybe some taurine, or...
maybe if you just mainline Red Bull.
No, Red Bull's not good for you. Like half of a 5-hour energy. 2.5 hours of energy, Anthony. That's all you need. Just 2.5 hours. I mean, it works for me, man. That's all that's coming on DVD. So Labor Day weekend's a tough weekend. As a matter of fact, Labor Day weekend and the one before it, historically, the lowest weekends, the worst weekends for box office because studios just stay away. That and Super Bowl weekend, they stay away. And for whatever reason, the weekend right after... not the weekend of Thanksgiving where it's Black Friday, but the one after.
Oh, okay.
Those 4 weekends are like a no-go zone for studios. So, for example, coming out this weekend...
Unlocked!
What the fuck?
A CIA interrogator is lured into a ruse that puts London at risk of a biological attack. Directed by Michael Apted, stars Noomi Rapace, Michael Douglas, Toni Collette, and Orlando Bloom.
Okay, so you got Noomi Rapace, Orlando Bloom, right? You got people who are like... sort of known, but ain't opening up movies. No one's going to see the latest Noomi Rapace movie. You gotta remind, who's that? Oh, the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo from like 8 years ago. And then Michael Apted, the guy who directed, he does not direct CIA thrillers. He directs ridiculous movies. He's known for a series of documentary series called the 7-Up series.
The World Is Not Enough, Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. Enough.
Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah, Gorillas in the Mist, exactly. He does dramas, and he does the 7-Up series, where he's an English filmmaker, and he started this like in the 70s, I think, maybe even late 60s, met up with, I think, 7 people, and he filmed them when they were kids, so like, what are your dreams, what do you want to do, who are you, blah, blah, blah. 7 years later, caught up with them all, filmed them again.
21 up.
21 up, 7 years later.
28 up.
So there's 7, 14 up, 21 up, 21, 28.
35 up.
It goes all the way up into like the 50s, I think.
42 up.
49.
49 up.
56.
56 up. And that's it.
So the next one, he should be then coming up soon on 62 up.
Yeah.
He's going back to all these people every 7 years, and he's documenting them. He's documenting their lives. So if you watch these movies, you get to see these people grow 7 years at a time.
Wow.
In each documentary. So now, you know, when he first started forever ago, it's like, man, this is a crazy idea, but it worked. Now you got a crazy documentary series about the same group of people, and they're just like everyday people, and it's their lives. But it's fascinating stuff, and it really keys into this whole reality TV culture that we've developed over the last 15-20 years. Social media, we live all our stuff online and all that stuff, right? Our lives online, right?
Yeah, bunch of. Yep. So how many of them died?
I don't know, actually, right? Because what are the odds that they managed to stick with all of them the whole time? I know a couple of them, at least a couple of them, wish that they would, like, say no to it. They don't say no, but they're like, I kind of don't like this anymore, or I don't like the things that's brought to my life, but they agree to keep doing it for some reason.
Also coming out this weekend, 40-year
re-release? 40 years, yeah.
Of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Spielberg, classic sci-fi classic starring Richard Dreyfuss, his Aliens Have Made Touch movie, and it's a good one. It's a classic for a reason. I never saw it on the big screen, so I may venture out there. I may check it out. We'll see. Mm. You know, it's good, though. It's a it's the one Richard Dreyfuss, he's got the plate of mashed potatoes, and he makes something. He's like, this means something. He's making the mountain, right? And then in UHF, Weird Al, he's like playing with the mashed potatoes, and he makes like a big mound of something. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is me. Yeah. Steven Spielberg, ladies and gentlemen. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 40-year anniversary. I'm down. Hey, if they want to re-release movies, I'm down with it, because I like seeing older films on a big screen that I either hadn't seen in forever or I've never seen in the theater to begin with. You know, it's a lot of fun. You notice things that you haven't noticed before. Mm-hmm. That happened with Terminator. There were bits and details I had never noticed before. All right, there we go. So that's it for new movies. Mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend. So, Drew, you know what that means.
I do.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
Dr. Drew here lets you know whether or not doctors really do know more about sex. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris, there was a pretty crazy hurricane that came through this weekend. And I was watching the news, and they put up a list of the most recent, like, really big storms.
Yeah.
And in the recent, you know, past, still to this day, 1992, Hurricane Andrew comes in at number one. Just like to remind everybody that my namesake hurricane still the most damaging one of all time. Thank you very much. Doctor's out.
It's here for Hurricane Andrew. Rocket shit. Hurricane Drewster Cogburn.
Damn straight.
Taking numbers and names and lives. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Take that. Tom Van. his dad died in a hurricane.
sorry. The look on his face is fucking priceless.
He doesn't know him. He never met the guy.
Yeah, like I said, sorry.
He doesn't give a shit.
The views of really Cinema Crespedito.
I really don't.
Are not expressed.
No, the views of Cinema Crespedito are. No, the views of Drewster Cogburn are not necessarily the views of Cinema Crespedito.
Correct.
But chances are they might.
It's a really good chance. And they probably could be.
It works better with the stare down. It's not a video podcast, so people don't know that I did the stare down as well. All right, let's take a break, guys. Crespo Disco time. I grabbed a song, and it's not even a movie song. This one, it's just a straight banger. I just wanted you guys to
just get down.
I just want you guys to shake your booty, enjoy some music, and we'll be back with the second half of the show. It's by, have you heard of Black Tiger Sex Machine?
No, but that sounds pretty awesome.
You guys need to get down.
I mean, do they sell supplements? Because I want some.
I think I got an email once from Nigeria. Yes, guys, check out some Black Tiger Sex Machine. This song is called The Grave. And we'll be back with the second half of the show. I need to refill my drink. And we're going to keep doing this.
Featuring Little Yachty.
Something to tell you, something that you won't like, something that you won't like, something that you won't like. I have something to tell you, something that you won't like. Pull your breath down and break it, cause baby, this won't be like.
straight from the grave.
So is that our last audition? Do we have anything else, sir?
Actually, sir, we have one final audition. I'm kind of doing this as a favor. I know this guy. He's a friend of my roommate. He just kind of needs the work, so I said I'd get him in, if you don't mind. And he's
okay.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah, fine. Let's get it over with. Why don't you go ahead and bring him in?
Thank you very much, sir. I'll let him in. Hi, how's it going? Welcome. Could you please state your name for the camera?
Richard Bane.
All right, Bane. Should I call you Mr. Bane or?
No.
All right.
It's just Bane.
Thank you, sir. You'll be reading the part of Vincent today.
I thought I was prepared to read for Jules.
You'll be reading the part of Vincent.
Okay.
So
that throws me off a little, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
We're just gonna start whenever you're ready. Just let me know when you've prepared yourself.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, tell me about the hash bars.
What do you want to know?
Well, hash is legal there, right?
Yes, it's legal, but it isn't 100% legal. I mean, you can't walk into a restaurant, roll a joint, and start puffing away. You're only supposed to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
Those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this. It's legal to buy it, it's legal to own it, and if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, which doesn't really matter because you get a load of this. If the cops stop you, it's illegal for them to search you. Searching you is a right that the cops in Amsterdam don't have.
That did it, man. I'm fucking going. That's all there is to it.
You'll dig it the most. But you know what is the funniest thing about Europe?
What?
It's the little differences. A lot of the same shit we got here, they got there, but they're just a little different.
Examples?
Well, in Amsterdam, you can buy beer in a movie theater. And I don't mean in a paper cup either. They give you a glass of beer, like in a bar. In Paris, you can buy beer at McDonald's. Also, you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, they got the metric system there. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
What did they call it?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese? Royale with cheese. What did they call it? Big Mac.
Big Mac's a Big Mac. They just call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac? What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go into a Burger King. But you know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
Mayonnaise!
God damn.
I seen them do it. And I don't mean a little bit on the side of the plate. They fucking drown them in it.
Okay. That's enough. Thank you, Mr. Bane, for your time.
Actually, I think... Can I get you one more? I think I can do this again.
No, no, that's all right. We're a little short on time today.
Like I said, I was prepared for Jules.
Once again, sir, thank you for your time.
Okay, well, do you have my headshots? Can I leave an extra headshot
right here? We have your headshot, sir. We don't need an extra.
Okay, so I'll call you.
No, actually, we'll call you, sir.
So my agents will call you?
No, we'll call you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Please leave.
Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
That's right, it just ends. There's a weird time limit to this button board
it
thing.
It probably has something to do with copyright infringement.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Yeah. Everything to do with the way the board was made.
Like I said, Chris, invest a few dollars. God. A few dollars.
The monies! The monies! Guys, welcome back to the show. It is episode 242. Hey, that's a palindrome.
2-4-2-4-2-4-2-4-2-4-2-4-2-4.
All right, our juicer robot is on the fritz, so we are going to have to shut him down and send him back to the shop. If you committed that joke and then say like that for the rest of the show, I would be very impressed. All right, here we go, guys. Second half. We are back. 242 with Drew and Anthony Davis of Black Castle Huff.
What up?
Yeah, two watches at a time. When are you going to get the third watch, man?
Oh, man.
And where are you going to wear it?
I'm on a strict budget right now.
Are you on a budget? Well, you wear them side by side, obviously. Yeah. Right? So then you go 1, 2, 3. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why does the second watch help you know what time it is?
All right, check it out. You got one watch that's very expensive, right?
Okay.
So somebody asks you for the time.
Yep.
You use that watch.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
Now, sometimes people want to look and be nosy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the watch you give them. If they want to see it.
You show them the cheap watch?
Yeah. Or like, it's 3 o'clock. No, it's not. Boom.
3 o'clock.
Never show the expensive watch.
Why? I thought you get the expensive watch to show it off. You're doing the opposite. Why?
Yeah, because they can rob you.
I was about to
breathe
say.
On it. Something. You know?
You don't want anybody breathing on your nice watch, Chris.
Yeah.
Put your breath on my watch.
As you can tell, I'm not a watch owner, so my phone is my watch. Even back then, before cell phones, wasn't big on watches. Got them hairy wrists. So if it was the metal ones with the links, the hairs would always get caught in there all the time. Yeah. So my day was filled with just little pinches and pulls. If I do the leather bands, I'm a sweaty individual. They start to smell very quickly. I'm like, this thing stinks. It's on my hand and it stinks while I'm wearing it.
I stop watches that have a quartz battery.
He stops watches because he's a supervillain.
I am. My blood cells hold more iron than the normal person, so what? I have a.
He's a real life Iron Man.
I have a stronger magnetic field and
he's real life Magneto,
and it interferes with the way the quartz battery works. So quartz watches, I stop them within like a day.
So with all that iron, you can be in Green Bay with no shirt on, right?
No, I don't do well in cold.
Yeah. Or shirtless. To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no, I got a bird chest. Exactly.
But it's either that or boobs. I got the boobs going, so I don't know. If we can meld the two together, then we have a reasonably well fit individual.
Yeah.
Good looking guy too, if we can somehow mix the match. With our luck, we mix the match of two of us where like
we get
bird chest but with a beer belly and
scrawny ass chicken legs, weird fat arms and a fat neck.
Fat arms, flabby thighs, chicken legs.
I got a life hack too for two watches at a time.
Okay. Oh yeah, we need life hacks. We're all about life hacks here.
So if you love wearing watches and you got a cell phone,
yep,
you got two watches at a time.
That is true.
You're part of the gang.
So many watches. Mm. And also with cell phones, you can put like multiple watch apps on your phone.
Yeah.
So you can have like.
You should put an extra watch on there.
Yeah.
I can put an extra watch on here.
Yeah.
There we go.
I can do it.
You can do two watches at a time.
I can do two watches at a time. He's two watches at a time. I can't be. I'm two sandwiches at a time. So you know how fat I am. Two watches at a time, so know what time it is. Two watches at a time, so know how fat I am. That's how that works out.
All right.
What's your record? People find you online
at antihero419 all over the internet.
Damn straight, people, get on it and Facebook friend him. He'll reply right away.
No, I won't.
Anthony, where can people first off find you online?
You can find me at Creative Bully Media on Instagram.
Yes,
and at Forget That Yo. FOGETDATYO on all social media.
That's right. First off, Creative Bully Media. That's your newest endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to people what's going on there.
Pretty much it's like a motivational media hub. I got motivational clothing. I got creative clothing. I got pillows, leggings, all kind
of
things.
I'm a big fan of the design on the hoodie you're wearing right now. It's the kid. He's standing up, arm raised.
Yes.
It says Creative Bully. Isn't that also, don't you use that image also where it says a bully your goals?
Yeah, bully your goals, not people.
Yeah, bully your goals, not people. Yeah, that's really good. I really like all the shirts. Man, I just saw another one too. I was like, man, I think I might get this one. I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to buy. I like the standard one with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one though? It's killing me. I think it was the bully your goals.
With just the fist?
Is it just the fist?
It's like the top of them right here in the circle.
I think so. No, but it had another saying on it. It's one of the ones with a saying on it. One of your because you put on the post a lot that have different sayings on them.
Like dream, create, inspire.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or maybe just think of us. Okay, so now also we got to forget that yo.
Yeah.
I like the shirt where it's forget that yo crossed out.
Oh, okay.
Forget that yo crossed out. It's like six different versions all crossed out, and then the one in the middle, forget that yo, spelled correctly.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
And also I got the one on, you can't see it, so.
Thunderhood, let's see it.
You know, like the Detroit versus everybody and all them shirts?
Yes, yes.
I got calories versus everybody.
That's awesome. It's all good stuff.
I just come up with this stuff and I just put them on t-shirts.
And just put them on and people should buy them. I think it's all good. If people want a shirt, creativebully.media?
Yeah.
And can they get everything there or do you also got to go to Forget That Yo?
You can get everything on.
You got to go straight to Forget That but creativebully.media.
Yeah.
Go right through that Creative Bully. Bully your goals, Drew. What are your goals?
I ain't got no goals.
When was the last time you had a goal to bully?
I don't think I've ever had a goal, Chris.
You ever even had a goal?
No, I don't think so.
Get some goals and then bully the fuck out of them.
Why? Yeah. Goals are overrated, man.
You ever score a goal in soccer?
I don't play soccer.
You ever score a goal in hockey?
I never played hockey.
You ever shoot a goal in basketball?
Yes.
There you go.
But it's not called a goal.
Technically it is. It's a basketball goal.
Sure.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
Lame. I'm
trying to help you out, Drew. You need some goals, man.
Fuck your goals.
Oh, wow.
And he bullied our goals.
Bro, everybody's got all these goals that they're working toward. How many of your goals have you
achieved?
What is your goal? What is your goal achieving percentage rate?
This year it's actually pretty good, I gotta be honest. I love going down with you these cynical dark roads. I mean, I'm
well. Good for you. Congratulations, Chris.
I'm healthier than I've been in a few years.
You achieved some goals.
I got PFT Media up and running, and I got Anthony back in the studio. That was one of my goals. That took forever.
Oh, Christmas is gonna be good this year.
Oh, Christmas is gonna be
hard. Oh, it's gonna be a doozy, buddy. Get ready.
Christmas. Christmas is gonna come in like a bat out of hell and just fucking.
I know it's gonna be so good.
And you know what? You know what? It's gonna come in like October. Because Christmas does. Is all about sneak surprises. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Sneak attack.
Yep. Get ready for it. It's gonna be a good one.
What
this
if
year.
Christmas is Blade Runner 2049 sucks?
Totally worth it.
Is it?
Yeah.
That could be like the worst. I mean, Christmas
it'll be.
Ever.
I mean, it'll be soul crushing. It really will be. Like I will feel it.
Like I want
on the inside.
I want to live inside the marketing for that movie.
I do. So, yo, man, it's marketing. So good. Seriously, I just want to wear those clothes.
Yes, I want to wear the clothes and walk those streets and get rained on and wonder if I'm a robot.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
It seems like a better life.
It does. It does.
I mean, this is hard. People bully your goals. Check out creativebully.media.
Don't forget to bully other people's goals,
and
too.
Bully other people's goals. More importantly, bully other people's goals. That's what Juicer works for. And listen to Forget That Yo Radio. Shout outs to Anthony. Shout outs to Chris Stone El Terrible.
Yes.
The Terrible. And follow these guys on like Instagrams and the Twitters and all that stuff. It's all a good follow. I mean,
it's gonna get crazy too on Forget That Yo Instagram.
It's gonna get crazy?
Yes. Oh, I mean, I'm gonna turn it up a notch.
Okay.
Once I get these abs, there's gonna be a lot of videos.
Abernacles?
Yes, abernacles, baby lotion, no shirt, stuff like that. You know.
Man, I'm still trying to work on the. I want to be able to. Feel comfortable posting a picture from the shoulders up. I'm working on it. I'm working on some good shoulder work here. If I can get like just above the nips up, then I'm like, then you know I'm really working hard. Like, look at these clavicles.
All you gotta do is shave up here at the top.
I don't have to shave. I'm pretty like not that hairy up here. I got the hairy head, but surprisingly enough, once you get past my elbows and knees, it stops. It's weird.
Just throw a filter and some baby lotion on. You
and then some lotion. No, what the lotion? Yeah. What I need is a good tan, to be honest. You see that? You see that? That's not all around. That stops at a certain point, and then it gets very white. That's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. That's the reality.
That's what it normally is. That's the fat man doesn't go on the beach reality. Also, the holes, the ozone layer, and the sun. It's not healthy for you. And the cancer.
You're just not a fan of the outside.
Hey, just... bully your goals. Leave mine alone. Bully your own goals. You leave my goals alone. All right? Alone. I'm just trying to be inspired by the creative bully.
I get it.
I'm being inspired. Forget That Yo Radio, people. Check it out. I've been a fan for a long time. I've been saying, I've been playing the commercial on the show. People, check it out. And buy some shirts. Also, Emerge. The Emerge shirts. So you can still get all that stuff too, right?
Yes.
Are you still doing new Emerge designs?
Yes, but...
You got those.
Trying to sell everything I got right now.
You got those Queen Ting's leggings.
Yo, the quality on the leggings is crazy.
Are they? It's good quality leggings?
Yes.
Because it's a good design. I think it's a really cool design. Oh, shit, here we go. What do you call that? What do you call that design? Do you have a name for that? For that Cleopatra Queen thing?
Just the Queen and King.
The Queen and King?
Yeah.
I really like it. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Man, people, seriously, check this stuff out. And finish out the plugs real quick. No, you know what? I'll finish out the plugs after we do the game. Drewson Cogburn versus The World. And let me tell you, this guy started the year hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a bad streak. He ended up, he was 10 for 10 at one point. Teetering on a losing record. Since then, 5-0. Drew has a record of 15 and 10. He's on a roll.
I heard him guess them five straight.
I know, right? That was
ridiculous, my ass.
He got him, though. He got him. We may have some more guesswork going on, guys. This week's game is called The Foodinati Strikes Back.
Ooh.
Because you're back, Anthony. I'm going to tell you the fictional food or beverage.
Motherfuck.
You tell me the movie that it's from, and I'll accept like a movie, sometimes like a movie series as well.
Okay.
You know, for example, like Police Academy, the whole series, as opposed to just Police Academy 4. Right? Yeah, Drew is not looking forward to this. Anthony's nodding appreciatively. I like where this is going. Drew, since you won last week, you got to go first. You want Group A or Group B? Mm. Choose wisely. Choose very wisely.
Group B.
Group B. All right, I'm going to give you these five. And I'm telling you now, it starts easy. Both of them start easy, but then get very hard and very fast. Because when I started with the game, I thought there were more foods, and then they're not. So here we go. Number one, Drew. Big Kahuna Burger.
It sounds so familiar in here, and I have no fucking idea.
No fucking idea? You don't want to take a guess. Big Kahuna Burger.
Pulp Fiction.
That is correct. He looks at the poster. He looked at the poster and said that is right. That is a tasty really? Burger.
Wow.
Remember, he eats a Big Kahuna Burger. Uh-huh. Number two, Duff Beer.
The Simpsons.
That's correct, because it's a Simpsons movie. Number three, Stay Puffed Marshmallows.
Ghostbusters.
That's correct. Number four, Booty Sweat Energy Drink. You know it? Anthony doesn't know it.
Oh!
Drew's freaking out.
Oh, because I know. Somewhere in the depths of my mind, I know it. All right, Booty Sweat.
Was that Black Dynamite?
No, Tropic Thunder.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Tropic Thunder. You're thinking Anaconda Malt Liquor, which is not one of the ten. And finally, number five, Cup O Pizza.
Cup O Pizza?
Cup O Pizza. Like Cup O Noodles, but Cup O Pizza.
Blade Runner.
Incorrect. Right around the same time period, though, The Jerk. The Jerk. So you got 3 out of 5. Not Anthony, bad. You ready?
Mm.
Here we go. Number one, Wonka Bar.
Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
That's correct. Number two, Butterbeer.
The Simpsons?
No!
Harry Potter, bro.
The Harry Potter movie.
Too gangster for them.
Number three, Dehydrated Pizza.
Mission to Mars.
No, Back to the Future Part 2. The pizza that they put in Dehydrated Pizza. Those are supposed to be the easy ones. Number four. Congratulations, Drew. Yeah, number four.
I chose wisely.
Did you? You wouldn't have got these either?
I'm 2 for 3 right now.
All right. Perrier. It's a Perrier, right? But Perrier.
Like Perrier. But Perrier.
Solo plane.
No. Do you have a guess, Drew?
Airplane.
No. Spaceballs.
Oh!
The canned oxygen. Yeah. It was Perrier.
Of course it was.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Number five. Lembas bread. Lembas bread. L-E-M-B-A-S. I'm not even too sure how to pronounce it. Lembas bread.
Yeah, I chose wisely.
Star Wars, the Ewoks used to eat it.
No, Lord of the Rings movie.
No! Close, man. Close guess.
Well, you were actually on the right track with that one. So 1 out of 5. Drew Sikogbert, you win the Food and Drink Strikes Back.
Sweet.
16 and 10. Well,
sir,
done.
I chose wisely.
Look at that.
I chose wisely.
I was going to stand on the table.
Please don't. It's an IKEA table. Back to the plugs. Let's finish up those plugs. Cinema Crespedy. So you knew all the Cinema Crespedy stuff. You're listening to the show. PFT Media. Check out all the new shows we have there. Brand new Orlando Opinions with Mark Baratelli from the Daily City. Find out about all the cool stuff and all the whack stuff happening in Orlando and Mark's fun opinions. It's great. It's a good show. Check it out. Also, the Simon Time Trivia Show is on episode 5 now. No, episode 6. Excuse me. Fantastic stuff coming out this week. The Devil's in the Details, episode 3. History of Latin America is out there ready for you. Billy D's Postmortem, his video series. We're on YouTube, Anthony, with PFTV. Mm. Billy D, our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado. He's doing his 100 essential films, his 100 best movies. Are you watching this series, Drew?
I've watched the first episode. I haven't watched the rest of them yet.
Look at that support and dedication from Drew Sikogbert. We love it. That is correct, people. You can go. It's a video series. Each episode's short, like 5 to 8 minutes. And he's doing his top 100 movies, 5 movies at a time. So he's done, so far, 3 episodes. So we're at movies 100 through 86. And episode 4 comes out on Monday. It's great stuff. He's a great video editor. It's a lot of fun. People check that out. As well as everything else. Pounding the Gap of Sports Shows, getting ready to start. What's the Fuss? Poking the Bear. Super funny show. Scotch and Good Conversation. They're coming up on episode 100 very soon. Again, the second best podcast in Orlando. The people have spoken. What are you going to do? Mm. The people have spoken. Mm-hmm. It's the second best podcast in Orlando.
Yeah.
Definitively speaking.
Yes.
Peter himself doesn't think they're the second best podcast in Orlando.
Hey, guess what?
But that's what the people said.
Yes, the people.
It's all about the people.
It's all about the people. Actually, I meant to hit this one.
Yeah.
We're talking about the people, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look, you can want better policing and still support the police anyway. That's a whole other topic. What are we doing here? So that's the plugs. PFT Media, Cinema Crespediso. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Oh, I fucked up the sound. @gmail.com for stickers, free stickers. And we're actually running out of stickers. Free stickers and send us your questions, topics, movie reviews. Speaking of questions, topics, and movie reviews, that means it is time for the Vox Populi.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
And the people have spoken!
There's nothing there. This week. Where are all the people?
Oh. Maybe everybody's dead. Maybe the hurricane got them all.
Did everyone die?
Ooh.
Everybody lives in Southeast. In...
Did you see some of that footage in Houston?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It is not pretty. What? God. Hey, guys, guess what? Climate change is a bitch.
It is bad. Well, posted 4 hours ago to the Cinema Crespediso Facebook group. Join the Cinema Crespediso Facebook group today. It's a closed group, but just join the request to join. We'll add you right away. Carmella Lake posted this. Damn, Salem's Lot was probably the first horror movie I ever watched and still a sentimental favorite. And he links to a story about the passing of Toby Hooper, director of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Poltergeist. Poltergeist died at the age of 74. Breaking news this weekend. We normally don't do rest in peace on the show, though, because mm-hmm. it's depressing as fuck.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And people die
all the time.
All the time. The show could be nothing but rest in peace for the week.
Right? It could be.
We just grab an Orlando Sentinel.
This person's dead. This person, and on the flip side, all of these people were born.
Gotta make room.
Well,
the new Toby Hooper was born the day the old Toby Hooper died. The next Chainsaw Massacre, like genius step in horror. That's coming 20 years from now. Yep. 25 years from now. Mm-hmm. For the person that was just born. So relax, guys. People be dying.
All the time.
Every day, B.
Also, Billy Devine, he comments on this. #. Fort Awesome is flying its pirate flag at half mast today.
No. Wait, who's a pirate?
I guess Billy D is a pirate.
I guess so.
He's calling himself a pirate?
It's Fort Awesome, bro.
It's Fort Awesome, but he has a pirate flag?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's mixing his metaphors there is what's going on.
Because
he calls his home Fort Awesome, but pirates live on pirate ships. So shouldn't he call it
I'm sure pirates had some forts from time to time.
You think pirates had forts?
No.
Get the fuck out of this nonsense. All right, well, since we're talking about Billy D, it's time for Billy D's Death of the Movies.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right! Billy D's Death! 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 Death at the Movies! He hits us up every week. And Drewster Cogburn reads his missives. So, Drew, take it away.
What is up, dudes?
What's up?
I bet I'm going to be watching some Toby Hooper movies today.
See?
Poltergeist, Life Force, and of course, Texas Chainsaw 1 and 2.
Of course, Texas Chainsaw 1 and 2.
But what did I watch this week?
That's the question.
I caught half of The Tick on Amazon.
Seriously, The Tick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Tick.
You ever watch Patrick the cartoon? Warburton.
No.
Did you ever watch the TV show with Patrick Warburton?
No.
The TV show is better than the cartoon.
You think the TV show is better than the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
You think the TV show is better than the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Are you serious about this?
Mm. Dead. Yeah.
This is you want to catch. You want to catch these hands,
Chris. I love animated things too. That animated tick was garbage.
What? Are you kidding me?
No. Not the slightest.
I'm just... nothing live action came close to the episode The Tick versus the Common Cold. Nothing came close to it. It was so good. Anyway, let's see what Bill says about this garbage.
I like it!
What? What? Wait, what? I didn't have my drama button.
Serafinowicz is great as the Big Blue Yonder, delivering those silly lines with just the right amount of pompous gravitas and heart. It's a bizarre show, though, mainly because it's shot so well. Most of the episodes were directed by Wally Pfister, so that's not too much of a surprise. But it is an updated, more realistic look at the freaky world of The Tick. As viewers, our in is Arthur. He believes there is a conspiracy afoot in the city and is leading his own investigation, and this is how he meets The Tick and gets the suit and becomes a sidekick slash hero. It's funny and charming, and Jackie Earle Haley is hilarious as the Terror. The Tick was so ahead of its time, and you think it's time, it's finally come. Check it out on Amazon. Spoon! Stay cool, Billy D.
Whoa, Spoon!
Billy Deezy.
Like, the Arthur in the TV show was such bullshit. Are you kidding me?
It's all about the Tick, man. Patrick Warburton and that giant blue suit was amazing.
And they changed the Flater Mouse to Batman. Well, get the fuck out of here. They took a funny joke and made it racist. Go fuck yourself, Batman. Well, I still like Batman. Well, but still, not as good as the Flater Mouse. See, it was called the Flater Mouse. That was a funny joke. That's for smart people.
I get it, Chris.
Batman. Well, is for the dummies who watch Fox TV.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta cater to your audience.
Anthony, this is why I drink it. Before about this off mic, this is why I drink.
I seen a blue man in a suit and was like, nah.
At that point,
that's all
like,
takes.
At that point, you should be like, no. But I mean, I thought the cartoon was super fun. I'll check the Amazon show out. I also thought that they miscast the dude, the Serafinowicz guy.
Yeah, me too.
But I mean, Billy likes it. Did you see the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy and Jason Statham?
No.
That's a funny one. And so
better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to be like, I don't know about this. I was like, oh, this is actually really good.
Did I catch it on HBO or something?
I think I got it on like Netflix. I was like, watch this.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't awful.
You're like, it was good. That guy who's a tick, he plays an Italian like double agent. And he's like so over the top, gross and creepy. But then that character has a joke at the end where it's revealed that he's actually he's not. He's like a proper English guy. But he's like, well, maybe I am a creepy. It's really weird. I was like, I think I like this guy. But still, I don't know about that show. But Billy D, hit him up all over the social medias at I Love Blood. Don't let the name freak out. He's a super nice guy and a teetotaler too. He doesn't drink.
No, man, not anymore.
Get back to drinking. I miss the blackout.
I miss the blackout, Billy Rugburn,
peeing on people. We gotta get this guy really to miss... shower and beat him up to get him. Yeah, I miss
do
that.
Do you really miss?
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, those were some really good parties.
It's good times, man.
I know they were really good because I don't remember the majority of them.
I know. So we had a time hop. You know what fucking Facebook does? Facebook stole time hop. They're like, here's your memories from a year ago. Mm-hmm. So they didn't want to. Here's a memory from a year ago, and it was me posting about a show from a year ago, 52 episodes ago, and in the description it was like, "This is I'm drinking the white sangria, woo!" And I'm like, "Man, I do not remember recording that."
funny how that works.
But I read the description. I was like, "Man, that looked like a fun time. This sounds like a fun episode." I'm sure if I go back and listen to this in the second half, it's like, guys, this is Cinemacraft Lito. Time for the lightning round. Are you guys ready for this? Hit up Billy D. He's a fun guy. We appreciate it. And Billy D's Postmortem is his web series. And we're super appreciative to him for doing his producing his web series under our PFT Media banner. That's pretty great. All right, let's do the movie news segment, which means where is it this one?
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beads?
That's right. The most important segment in all of podcasting, if not entertainment in general, the Cinema Crespedista movie news segment. That is right. That Pitt Jolie divorce is still happening. Ain't no stopping that train. We'll talk about those celebrity beach bots in a second, but first off, what's up with the Biebs? We need our Justin Bieber update. Anthony, what's up with the Biebs?
Bieber Valley. He's the greatest, man.
He's the greatest, man. Despacito song of summer.
Is this what we talking about, the Floyd Mayweather thing?
No, Biebs, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he him.
He was there?
He defriended Floyd Mayweather.
He defriended him?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, what are you doing?
And it broke out in like a big issue.
He's a dummy. Why are you going to unfriend Team Money?
Because they said that he had to get away from these negative images.
What?
They wanted him to disassociate with all the negative.
Oh,
well,
you
I mean,
know
Floyd,
what?
Floyd Mayweather is a woman beater. I mean, he's been convicted four times for assault.
Yeah, he is a negative image.
He is ultimately, it's not a positive role model. it just so happens that McGregor is even less likable.
Well, I mean,
but then you see so many people.
He's old school Irish. That's why
he's old school Irish.
Old school Irish are not nice people.
And he's so racist
and homophobic.
You say, shit about Mexicans and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then all these people are like, fuck Mayweather, McGregor, blah, blah. All right, we see what's going on here. We know why you want to cheer for this white guy. He's a monster, but we know why you don't cheer for this white guy. Because you, anyway, we know.
We get it.
Excuse me. So, actually, I wanted to ask you about that. You watched the fight.
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, well, no. Actually, yeah.
Who won?
I heard Mayweather won 10th round TKO. Is that the truth?
Yes.
So, was a multiple knockdown, or was he just kept punching McGregor and he wouldn't stop blocking it, or...
Well, the first about five rounds, he was just playing around with McGregor.
He was trying to make it an actual
make him
fight
tired.
Because people paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole thing looked staged, like they both were in on it.
Yeah.
But,
well, you saw how much money they both made, right?
Yeah.
Who gives a... It doesn't matter.
McGregor won $127 million. He lost, but he won $127 million.
Yeah.
So it was like his UFC fights when he tires out at the end against Nate Diaz.
Sure, yeah.
So basically, Mayweather just baited him till he tired out at the end.
Yeah, he gassed
and
him.
And then he was... putting them beats on him,
mm-hmm.
and McGregor wasn't swinging back, so the ref had to step in and stop.
Yeah, you see,
so did he ever even knock him down?
No. He stopped the fight before he knocked him down.
Because he just kept hitting him in the head over and over and over. Because McGregor...
Because McGregor's not a fucking boxer.
Not a boxer. He would have given him like brain damage.
Yeah.
He's taking shots in the face like that. Uh-huh. But he's still a tough fucker.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
he's
a
fighter. So
no doubt. I mean,
he won't go down easily.
He just... he lasted 10 rounds on fucking... I mean, he lasted 10 rounds with Floyd Mayweather.
He lasted 10 rounds, but like Anthony's saying, what I suspected, he kind of rope-a-doped him for the first five.
Yeah.
Still.
Just to tire him
out.
He
was throwing maybe... Some rounds he threw only like 5-6 punches. Like he really
that would piss me off, man. Mayweather?
Yeah.
That would piss me off.
So
just trying to get McGregor tired. Like, I know what he's doing, but still,
that's
boring as fuck to watch. But it's been the big criticism against Mayweather for years, though, right? That he's a boring fighter to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's great, a great boxer, and what he does, he's great at. But for entertainment value, it's a lot of him dancing around and not getting hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just, he's great at not getting hit, which is coming. Come on.
Well, he was actually aggressive in this fight, though. It was the first time he just planted his feet and was in McGregor's face the whole time.
Because it's fucking McGregor,
man.
Yeah. It's like, this guy doesn't box.
He's not a boxer. Yeah, he's not a boxer.
Knock him the fuck out. I was hoping for him to knock. To be perfectly honest, I was hoping for like a brain damage, maybe death in the ring scenario.
Wow.
I wanted to go all the way. I wanted to go hard because it's such a clown fight and everyone, it's like, it's ridiculous that it got to that point and it was super dangerous for McGregor to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the ultimate price should be paid to stop these things from happening in the future.
It will. It will eventually, Chris. It will. I mean, dude, the ultimate price has been paid in the past.
Jeez.
So many. I mean, how many boxers have died in the ring?
No, but those are trained people, man. And yeah, that's why like boxing matches don't go 15 rounds anymore. Now they go 12, and that's why like the gloves, they change the weights of the gloves and stuff like that. But this is a whole new thing. We're putting out a seasoned fighter who knows what he's doing against a guy who might as well just pull the dude from the street.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, sure, he can take you down and kick you and do all this other stuff, but so can any other guy at a bar. This is boxing. This is a very specific skill set that I ain't even gonna pretend to know about. And McGregor's gonna be like, dance for me, boy.
Bro.
Fucking kill that dude.
Like I said, if he thinks he can throw down in the ring, let him go in there and lose. And that's on him.
It is on him. In the same way, Mayweather, he's not dumb enough to be like,
I'm gonna go fight MMA.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck that.
Like, I'm gonna go ground
and pound. He would get trounced.
He would get, oh my God.
He would get the living piss beat out of him in that fucking octagon.
Weren't they arguing, was it the other way? Ronda Rousey versus Mayweather? Like, even, Rousey would beat Mayweather?
Dude, Ronda Rousey...
In an MMA fight, dude, Rousey would probably beat Mayweather.
She would give him one kick to the midsection, he would be done.
Unless apparently, he gets in one jab on her jaw, and then that'll put her down.
Apparently.
That's how she went down the last couple times. But if she gets him down and grabs that arm, he's gonna tap out before she even applies any pressure. That's his moneymaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck this. Yep. This is the moneymaker. This thing, and this thing right here. Yeah. And she's gonna be like, I'm gonna put it between my legs, I'm gonna snap it, and then I'm gonna use it as a dildo.
Well,
because you're my bitch. Yes, yes. It's all about taking it too far.
At Chris right. Crespo.
Hit me up at Twitter at I am Chris Crespo.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, come at me.
You can at Stone L Terrible.
Yeah, him too. He'll take it too.
Yeah,
we're on the same team. We're on Team Inflammatory. Team Inflammatory comments. Team, get over yourselves. That's what we're doing here. Dave Bautista, professional wrestler, right? He's a giant.
But yes. Big 2049.
Yeah. So he's Drax in the Guardians movies, right? Mm-hmm. He's in Blade Runner 2049. And he's a giant. He's in all his scenes. He's shirtless. He has makeup on. And he said for the Avengers Infinity Wars movies, he met up with Josh Brolin recently. And I'll just read you the quote. This quote here, he says, this is Dave Bautista, known for being a giant. Actually, he says this quote, I am known for being in shape and being a big guy. And he, talking about Josh Brolin, actually made me self-conscious. I swear to God, I promised him that in November, when I do some work on Avengers 4, I told him I will be in better shape for that because you make me self-conscious, fucker. End quote.
Dude,
talking about Josh Brolin.
Apparently Josh Brolin went fucking swinging for the rafters for Cable.
Josh Brolin went over the edge for Cable, and he got himself in like bodybuilder shape.
Yeah, apparently you have never seen Josh Brolin like this before, which is surprising because he's a fucking big dude.
He's already a big guy, but he made him. Josh Brolin is
he's a monster.
Bautista goes on to say he literally transformed himself in a matter of months. He is a stud. He is not only jacked, but he is shredded. His face is all sunken in like a model. He is like a completely different person. I wouldn't be surprised if this is not only just him being cast as Cable for Deadpool 2, but also emotional fallout from his divorce from Diane Lane.
Oh, definitely.
That'd do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the whole thing where, you know, relationship.
This is his rebound, bro.
It falls apart. He's like, fuck, now I'm a 50-year-old man. Yep. Who's going to like me anymore? I got to get ripped. So now he's like, over it.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Josh Brolin. You know who Josh Brolin is because he's been in tons of shit. What's the one thing you can point to, Drew, like Josh Brolin?
The older brother in the Goonies.
No, man. Like, now you ask him to remember the kid and then age him up. Yeah. Now you want him to mentally age him up 30 years. Sicario.
Yeah, he was in Sicario.
Sicario?
Which one of Sicario?
No Country for Old Men.
First, I'll confirm with you that you've seen Sicario. Yeah. Okay. He's the guy who's like the shady government guy who comes in with the white guy.
Do you remember No Country
for Old Men? The white guy? Yeah, oh, the white guy.
The white guy. That's not Benicio del Toro.
No Country for Old Men? The cowboy?
No Country for Old Men.
Y'all losing me.
Man, what has Josh Brolin been in?
That's super popular. Jonah Hex. Not super popular, but
that's what I'm saying. It's got to be something that I know this guy has seen.
Awful.
Yeah, you've seen Sicario. The cop that recruits Emily Blunt, that recruits the girl. And he's got the mustache, and he's like, this is the way it is, lady.
That's a long time ago.
It's like 2 years ago. You probably slept through it.
I'll just Google him.
He's going to be Thanos in the Avengers movies, which is why they're crossing paths. So he's the big purple bad guy. But, I mean, how many seasons was that?
Two, I think. I don't know. If it was three, then drink up.
Four seasons you drink up. Oh, my drink's almost done anyway. Do we have Josh Brolin on the wall behind here? Josh Brolin?
I was looking. I don't think so.
No. Josh Brolin is a guy who's been in a bunch of stuff. He's a white guy who's been in a bunch of stuff, and you've seen him for sure.
Oh, definitely.
And he's been around since the Goonies back in the 80s. And his dad was James Brolin, who was in stuff going back into the 60s, I think. What's that show about heaven? Something in heaven?
Seventh Heaven?
No, old show, 70s. It's not Stairway to Heaven, that's a song. Something in Heaven, Angels?
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven. Highway to Hell? Anyway. The Brolins, they've been around. Mm. Josh Brolin's now shredded. He's going to be in Deadpool 2. So when you see Deadpool 2, Deadpool's father is this half-robot guy Cable from the future.
Mm.
He plays that guy.
Okay.
So that's who he's going to be. And he's also not only in Deadpool, but Thanos, the big bad guy for the upcoming Avengers movies.
Josh Brolin.
Oh, okay. You got any updated shredded pictures?
He does have one picture of
his Cable. I mean, it's not really...
But you really don't see him. Yeah. His full body, though. Yeah. His face is a little thinner.
He's hiding out for the debut.
That's what I would be doing. I would try to surprise people. Like, look how shredded I am now. Like Chris Pratt. He did that for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Pretty shredded.
God damn. Is that recent?
Yeah. That's him and his wife.
Fuck. That's not his wife. He's not married again.
It's him and some lady.
Some lady.
That he's been hanging out with in a bunch of these Instagram pictures.
All right, maybe a trainer. He hasn't gotten married since. The divorce is fresh. I was like last year. Diane Lane is freshly on the market, yo. I'm trying to keep an eye on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Diane Lane, I get some of that. The Equalizer 2 is happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, The Equalizer, Denzel Washington. I think his most financially successful movie with him as the lead, which is why now it's going to be his first sequel. When Equalizer made all that money, people were like, well, for sure they're making a second one, but will Denzel come back? Because he doesn't do sequels. Mm. But he's doing this one. He's coming back for sure to reprise the role of the Equalizer. Also coming back, Melissa Leo and Bill Pullman. Remember that scene, Drew, where like his old friends, his old government friends? They're coming back for those roles. Antoine Fuqua confirmed coming back as director. They cast... And I know you didn't like this movie, because I saw it online. You were very disappointed by it, Anthony. Moonlight.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, oh man, I love it. My favorite movie of last year, so man. Wow. It's so emotional and raw and so beautiful. It's so nothing. It's so good.
It's a bunch of nothing.
Oh, man. Oh, I loved it. Okay, so it's a story of the guy in three stages as a young kid, teenager, and the older guy.
Mm-hmm.
The teenager one, he's cast in The Equalizer 2.
Okay.
Probably in the role as Chloe Grace Moritz. Yeah. You know, she was like the younger whatever, so he's probably in that. And then also they cast the guy who's in Game of Thrones, the Sand Vipers, the Pablo Pascal. He's also in Narcos, Spanish guy.
Yeah.
And he was the one dude, the mountain crushed his head.
Oh, the Freaky Prince.
Yeah, the Viper, right? They called him a Viper?
I remember.
We call him the Freaky Prince.
We call him the Freaky Prince? Yeah. On hashtag Them Thrones, he's called the Freaky Prince? Yeah. Is that how that goes? He's the confirmed bad guy for the villain for Equalizer 2.
Mm. I think he's in the new Kingsman movie, too.
I think he's in, like, Vasario.
I think he is a Kingsman movie, yeah. Yeah, he is. Beth,
he plays a statesman.
And he may be in... he's one of the statesmen.
Yeah. He's one of the lasso.
Yeah, he's the lasso guy.
Matt's telling him.
Pablo Pascal is his name. So he's the villain. So Equalizer 2, it's happening. It's being cast. They're ramping up. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm in. The best scene is when they go into that fake Home Depot.
Yeah.
And, he murders everybody. And he's killing them with things he finds around the store.
So awesome. And he uses a nail gun at the end. Oh.
And then they set off the alarm system for the sprinkler shit so it can have cool water effects. So cheesy. I loved it. It was, what was that, 2 years ago?
Something like that.
The Equalizer, easily one of the best bad movies I've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a bad movie. When you break it down...
It's so much fun.
When you break it down, technically, story-wise... The hardware scene
standalone. Yeah.
There's so many reasons to declare it to be a bad movie, but it is so entertaining from start to finish. Oh, my God, it's so entertaining. And I love Denzel in it, so... they're making a Joker-Harley Quinn movie with Jared Leto and... Margot Robbie. You guys care about that at all?
No.
I mean...
Neither do I. I don't
care. Yeah, no, not really.
I don't give a shit.
And Doctor Strange was whack.
You don't like Doctor Strange?
No.
Man, I love Doctor Strange. God, it was so weird. It was so weird. When it was going through the dimensions, and he went, it's like, Dormammu, I have a bargain. Dormammu, I have a bargain. Over and over and over. And then and Dormammu, it's like, what the fuck is going on? He's like, what's going on? Why?
Time, bitch.
It's like, you exist out of time? Well, welcome to time. That was so much fun. It was so different. Because comic book movies, so many of them end with, like...
a fight.
It's the fight, it's the big battle, it's the suit versus the bigger suit, and, like, the city gets destroyed. In Doctor Strange, the climax involves fixing the city, the fight happens backwards, and then he goes to Dormammu, and he's like, I'm gonna trick you.
Yep.
I'm gonna fucking make you bargain your way out of this one, as opposed to, like, fighting you or doing... Mm-hmm. I was expecting, like, magic hands and... like lightning colors and stuff like that, some really cheesy shit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they didn't go that route, I was like, this is very surprising. Mm-hmm. So you were like, no, you slept right through it.
No, I actually didn't fall asleep. I was just like, when this is going to be over.
Oh, all right. So bored, but didn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So you got a good night's rest tonight. See, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's about your diet or whatever you're doing, man. It's about whatever you're doing. The biggest movie story of the week probably is this story here about how James Cameron called Wonder Woman a step backwards. You hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
No.
He shed on it. James Cameron said, all of the self-congratulatory backpatting Hollywood's been doing over Wonder Woman has been so misguided. She's an objectified icon, and it's just male Hollywood doing the same old thing. I'm not saying I didn't like the movie, but to me, it's a step backwards. And then he keeps going on saying, James Cameron, Sarah Connor was not a beauty icon. She was strong. She was troubled. She was a terrible mother. And she earned the respect of the audience through pure grit. That's James Cameron on Wonder Woman. Funny how he says that it's the male Hollywood version of a hero, right? And you didn't like Wonder Woman. I saw that.
Yeah, online, it was so trash.
Not a fan. just throws out, yeah, it was trash. This is from the director of Wonder Woman, who happens herself to be a woman. Mm. Her response to, where is it here? It's a good response. Blah, 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 blah. This article is way too long. Patty Jenkins, who just signed on by gigantic deal for Wonder Woman 2. She is getting fat paid to make the second one. And considering the first one is over $800 million, and over half of that is here domestic, she earned that paycheck. So I know you didn't like the movie. We liked it. Most people like it. And she earned that check. Wonder Woman 2 is coming. It's an 80s movie, too. So expect jokes about the 80s. Here's her response to James Cameron's criticism. Quote, James Cameron's inability to understand what Wonder Woman is or stand for to all women over the world is unsurprising. As though he is a great filmmaker, he is not a woman. Which I'm like,
duh.
I'm like, yeah. Get it, girl.
Yeah, get it.
Strong women are great. His praise of my film, Monster. Did you ever see that movie, Monster? Charlize Theron is the serial killer.
Eileen Wuornos. Man.
Did you ever see that one?
I think I've seen that.
I got a weird story about that movie.
Do you? It was like from like 13 years ago. It was actually filmed here in the Central Florida area because it takes place here. Patty Jenkins, that was her movie before Wonder Woman. That's how long ago since she's between movies, right? Which is ridiculous. Great movie. She directed that. She goes on to say, his praise of my film, Monster, and our portrayal of a strong yet damaged woman was so appreciated. But if a woman have to always be hard... She wrote this, so it looks like there's some spelling errors in here. But if a woman has to always be hard, tough, and troubled to be strong, and we aren't free to be multidimensional or celebrate an icon of women everywhere because she is attractive and loving, then we haven't come very far, have we? I believe women can and should be everything, just like male lead characters should be. There is no right and wrong kind of powerful woman, and the massive female audience who made the film a hit it is can surely choose and judge their own icons of progress. End quote. So James Cameron saying, look, she's dressed all sexy. She's just another sexy female hero. Why can't she be tough and gritty like Sarah Connor? Patty Jenkins, who made the movie, said, yo, dude.
Sarah Connor's cool.
Sarah Connor's cool, but...
We can be hot and sexy female and heroes still can be hot strong.
And
sexy
and strong as well. And I read another article that pointed out that... So James Cameron's pretty much saying that... So Sarah Connor is a great female character, because she embodies male attributes. She's tough. Mm. She's gritty. And then if you look at... This struck me watching the movie last night. Looking at pictures of her. Look how she's looking pretty butch there with the black tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And her arms are all developed. And now this portrayal of Sarah Connor goes hand in hand with the first Terminator movie, where she's a diner waitress.
No.
She's soft. She has feathered hair. She's literally soft from top to bottom, and she has to grow into the toughened Sarah Connor. So it is a whole arc. So just look at this picture is missing out on a whole lot of stuff. But so Sarah Connor, to be tough, means she has to be masculine and strong and eschew all these feminine characteristics and Patty Jenkins to say, no, you're wrong. A woman can still be a tough, sexy woman. You can still have a miniskirt and be a badass,
mm-hmm.
right? There is a shot in Wonder Woman where she, like, at the very end when she has her battle, and then she lands on the ground, and she does, like, the hero pose where mm-hmm. she lands on one knee, fists on the ground, and it's in slow motion. And her thigh muscle had like a bit of a jiggle to it that I couldn't help but notice on a gigantic movie theater screen. And I was like, man, that's sexy. That is sexy. It's powerful. It is. Uh-huh. It's powerful, but man, that's sexy.
Yeah. Imagine what she could do to you with them thighs, Chris.
Death by Snoo Snoo, right? Snoo Snoo, yes. That's what it's called?
Uh-huh, Death by Snoo Snoo.
I'll take some Wonder Woman Snoo Snoo. I mean, if you're going to go out.
The mind is willing.
We are going to die no matter what.
The mind is willing, but the body's weak.
We're
going to
die. We're going to die no matter what. So if it's going to go that way, Gal Gadot can snoo me however that's.
All she had to say was, "We getting money over here."
That too.
That's it.
That too. We getting money, and the women are paying for it, and they like it. So, James Cameron, stay in your lane. Make your Avatar movies, man. That no one wants.
Don't
care. No one wants these Avatar movies, nope. And he's making four of them.
Don't care.
At the Everybody same time. Wants them.
No, they don't.
No one wants them. Do you want them?
What happened to the Avatar community?
What Who Avatar cares? Community?
You didn't know about the Avatar community?
There ain't no Avatar community.
No, there are forum rooms with people who really want to be Avatars in real life.
They want to be Na'vi for real?
And they're crying because they can't.
I bet you, I'm willing to bet, if you had a Avatar community, like Na'vi wannabe mm-hmm. Convention, con, Na'vi con,
mm-hmm.
in one ballroom
mm-hmm.
at a hotel. And then the next ballroom, same size, mm-hmm. was like... A furries convention. So many more people at that furries convention. Any other weirdo convention. So many more people than going to... No one cares about
How far after the movie are these conventions?
Now?
Like right now. Right
no,
now.
We gotta do
it's
it.
It's been 10 years already since the movie, man.
We gotta do it 2 months after the movie came out.
That's okay. It's gotta be fresh, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
They should have made the sequel fucking 5, 6, 8 years ago.
The sequel should have come out then right away. But James Cameron has to go and invent a whole bunch of technology. He's reinventing underwater photography, is what he's doing.
Crazy asshole.
So look, the only reason I see these movies, I've been saying all along, is for technical reasons.
Well, that and because I want to support whatever James Cameron's doing next. He needs my money now so he can go and invent stuff in the future.
He needs my monies.
I'll give it to him, man. He's done some good work with my monies.
Look, I'm poor, he's rich, but he needs my money. So
he's doing good work with our monies, Chris.
He's bullying his goals.
Damn straight. Bullying our goals, too. He's like, no, you want Avatar.
No, you bully your own goals.
We want Avatar, guys.
All right, YT says we want Avatar now, so I guess we want it.
I mean, he's wrong, but whatever.
We're right. We want it more than we want Wonder Woman.
False.
Yes.
False.
Wow, that you actually had me thinking about that.
False.
Do I want Avatar 2 more than Wonder Woman 2?
You only get to choose one, Chris.
Oh!
Choose one. The other one doesn't get made anymore.
You know you want to see them Avatar.
See,
mm-hmm.
I don't.
I think Anthony's right.
Yes.
I think he's right because I love Wonder Woman. That's the thing. You're not a fan of Wonder Woman. I am. So I'm conflicted because I'm a fan of that movie. I enjoy it. I do want to see Wonder Woman 2 from Patty Jenkins. But James Cameron's inventing shit. He's inventing stuff. I don't care about the Na'vi. I don't care about the story. I don't care about... What's going to transpire, but I want to see it.
That bland-ass white guy.
Sam Worthington. That bland-ass white guy. Sam Worthington's like, thank God for Avatar. I'd be back to pumping gas in Australia.
He would.
All Wonder Woman had to do was...
That guy sucks all the dicks.
He does.
All Wonder Woman had to do was stay on the island. I loved it on the island.
The island was cool.
Then they left.
The island of the Xenas?
And she fought like...
The island of the Xenas is awesome.
She fought a senior citizen. Like, what? How's that hot?
What, when she fought the... Oh, but he was a god.
Really? And how's he doing?
No.
He's a god.
Mm-hmm.
He was. The final fight scene is my least favorite part of that.
A god needs to look like a god.
The final fight was my least favorite part. Because then it came down to generic. The hero fights the villain in a CG battle, and it's like a lot of CG. It became a smudge.
Yes.
You know, my least favorite part, I gotta say. Avatar 2, I want to see what he's inventing. I want to see what took him so freaking long, man. Yeah. It took him a decade to invent stuff to make this movie. In the meantime, he made a submarine and went down to the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and then it came back up. It was like, I'm going to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, the aliens told him to make the movie.
The aliens at the bottom of the ocean. There was nothing down there. It was so disappointing. He gets down there and it's like, look, we're looking around and nothing.
Yep. The crushing pressure is too much for life.
I'm coming back to the surface. And then you know what he did? So he had weights on his sub to get the sub to that depth. And then to get it back up, he has to release the weights.
Mm-hmm.
So he releases the weights. Dunk, dunk. And then the sub can go back up to the surface. So now, in the future, when someone else gets the idea to go check out the Marianas Trench,
they're going
to
go down there.
They're like, what are these mysterious weights? How did these get down here? And they're going to think like some... Obviously, there was a whole civilization that lived down here. And this is the last remnants of their society. They must have been bodybuilders.
Nope, one crazy asshole.
Underwater bodybuilders.
And he wasn't even a scientist. He was a filmmaker.
He wasn't even a scientist. He was a truck driver turned filmmaker. James Cameron was a truck driver when he started making movies. So, bully your goals, people.
Yes.
Lightning round time. Here we go.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
That's right, a lot of guitar noodling when it comes to Crespo So Drops. Anthony, it's been a while, but you remember how this goes. I got 10 questions for you, and I need 10 answers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, what's up with that?
Nothing.
Number two, who goes there?
Justin Bieber.
Number three, why is this like this?
Because we made it like this.
Number four, where is next?
Next to Waldo.
Number five, how did this happen?
Very carefully.
Number six, ice cream or Gulf Stream?
Gulf Stream.
Number seven, Oreos or Hydrox?
Oreos.
Number eight, Tom Brady?
Is the GOAT.
Number nine, the letter B or the number 12?
Letter B.
Finally, number 10, YouTube, Me Pipe, or Us Tunnel.
YouTube.
All right, Drew Cogburn. Stop laughing, Drew.
So stupid.
grab the swag bags.
That was just 10 dad jokes that you were... You just responded to 10 dad jokes. That's what that was.
Not even a dad. You got the blue bag. You got the stripy dotty bag. Which one of these two do you maybe want to go home with today?
Since I got to walk, let me get the blue bag.
All right, blue bag. Let's look at that blue bag. Let's see.
Sir, you
Drew,
may.
Let him know what you may get to go home with.
You get to go home with a Growing Glow Zombies. It grows up to 600% and apparently it glows in the dark.
Nice.
We've got a Star Wars coloring and activity book with stickers.
Yeah.
Stickers, baby.
We got a, hang on, a 1988 Donruss rated rookie for Roberto Alomar. Ooh. He was a shortstop.
Roberto Alomar, rookie card, possible Hall of Famer.
Roberto.
We've got a Cinema Crespedizo bootleg edition of The Next 3 Days with a 2 hour and 13 minute runtime.
The classic Paul Haggis film starring Russell Crowe and Elizabeth Banks.
We've got a Tricky Worm. I'm pretty sure it's just a pipe cleaner with googly eyes on it.
I got a pipe cleaner with googly eyes on it.
And a whole fuck ton of stickers.
And a fuck ton of stickers. Yeah. Anthony, all the stuff is yours. You can take it home, play with the zombie, stick the stickers on things. You got that sticker pack. Or you take what's in the box that we have right over here. You know what's in the bag. No idea what's in the box. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You know what's in the bag. Got a movie in here. You got stickers. You got an activity book. Got a glow-in-the-dark zombie and a pipe cleaner with googly eyes. Or what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
I think I never took the box. I'm going to take the box.
You're taking the box. He's taking the box. Go ahead. Pop that top.
I'm scared.
Pop that top. It's not going to jump out at you. Go ahead. Reach in there. Reach in there. Let everyone know what's inside.
We got them baked snack combos with real cheese.
What? Combos? What flavor combos?
Are they? pepperoni pizza.
Yay! That's what I'm talking about. The Food and Naughty is getting some pepperoni pizza pretzel combos.
We out here.
Drew, what's the last time you had combos?
At least a decade ago, if not longer.
That's what I'm saying. Man. That's what I'm saying. Drew, thank you very much.
Very welcome,
sir. I appreciate it. Anthony Davis, the Black Cast Off, two watches at a time, already eating the combos. How are they? The Food and Naughty review.
Delicious.
Yeah, that's right, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you, great.
Man. Everyone, forget that Yo Radio. Make sure you check it out. And thank you all for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Rate us and review us on iTunes. Listen to that combo crunch. Crunch right into the microphone one time. One more time.
Good.
Right here. There we go, that combo crunch. Guys, get yourself some combos and send us your email reviews of combos. CinemaCrunchSpace@gmail.com. Break up the big banks. Read more books. Be excellent to each other. Play some Nintendo 64 in groups. And free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We are out of here. Or we out ya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace, peace, peace.
A PFT Media production.